This is Katie Bosler, and I'm filling in today for a Juneau Afternoon. And with me in the studio is Kim Kiefer, our city manager. First of all, we have a 1% sales tax effort going on where the assembly in the city is seeking citizen input on what people are interested in as far as which entities or projects should get funding for the sales tax. And, you know, I know a lot of us have heard from, you know, different entities, the city, say the Arts Council or Eagle Crest, et cetera, that they're interested in having a piece of this pie. How does this all work?
Okay, so there's a temporary 1% sales tax that the voters approve whatever projects happen with that 1%. That 1% expires in September of 2013, so the Assembly decided to go ahead and look at all the projects this year so it can be on the ballot this year, so if it extends, there's no couple weeks where it's 4% and then goes back to 5%. So what different user groups have been doing, actually for the last 6 months or so, have been coming up with projects. And they've been making, they made presentations to the Public Works and Facilities Committee just shortly after the first of the year. And then last month, they've been making presentations to the Finance Committee. And so the Finance Committee is made up of the full Assembly. So then Finance Committee has been able to ask any questions, get clarification on the projects, what the cost of the projects, how much is in the bank for each one of those projects. And then, as you said, the public's also given the Assembly their opinion on what should be funded and what shouldn't be funded. So what happens on the 28th, which is the next Finance Committee meeting, the Finance Committee will determine if they're going to bundle the projects, i.e. say, here's a package of projects that we want to fund for the next 5 years. Our estimate for five-year sales tax is about $44.8 million that brings in. And so when you look at all the projects that have been requested at this point, we're more in the range of about $75 million in requests.
Okay.
So obviously we don't have enough to be able to fund everything. And so the Assembly needs to prioritize. What do they want to go forward with this package right now? So what's ready really to build to move forward with in this next 5 years, and we're using 5 years as our estimate because that's how it's been funded in the past. It's ranged from a two-year one to pick the project to determine how long the sales tax is. And so we just wanted to give an idea of how much money, so that's where we picked the five-year window.
So is there a short list? Of projects?
There is. I don't know how short it is, but there is the list that we've been working on since January. And that list has projects from the airport, Bartlett Regional Hospital, Eagle Crest, Harbors, Library, the Jack, Parks and Recreation, Public Works, Sea Alaska. And then the manager's office has also got a project on there to basically replenish our rainy day reserves. Put money aside because we've been told by our task force as well as Moody's that we need to have some more money in reserves.
Does the reserve get funded every 5 years or however often we
It hasn't.
This?
It hasn't. And we've dipped into our reserves the last few years because things have been tight. And so we thought this is a way to be able to systematically put money back into that since we're not quite sure exactly how quickly we're going to turn around financially.
But the reserves, concept also goes up against, if you will, the other projects
exactly.
To the Assembly Finance Committee.
Right.
Any idea how much you'd like to see in the reserves?
Based on the task force that the mayor put together, we're looking at about $5.5 million to $6 million that need to be put into the reserve. That's to make it whole right now. It doesn't project it out over 5 years. Mm-hmm. The reserves, we're supposed to have 2 months of our revenues in reserves. So our hope is obviously that those revenues will continue to increase over the next 5 years, but we don't know for sure. So the snapshot we're looking at right now is, okay, approximately $5.5 to $6 million.
So that's the entire amount that would be raised by the sales tax, correct? Is that correct?
No, the total amount for the sales tax for 5 years is $44.8 million.
Okay, 44.
So it's a percentage.
Okay, so you've got $70 million in requests at this point, $44 million that could be divvied out, and then you'd like $5.5 for that.
Of that $44,
right,
correct.
Okay, got it. So, I mean, I realize you're not an Assembly member, but I'm sure the Assembly members are hearing from lots of different groups and entities about their projects that they'd like to have funded. Mm-hmm. Again, is there any kind of criteria here? I mean, on this list right now, did these projects have to pass some kind of criteria in order to get on this long short list, if you will?
They didn't. Some of them, because they're board-driven, it's the next project for the board. So that's the case for Bartlett, for the airport, for Eagle Crest and Harbors. It might be helpful to talk about some of these projects in
sure.
a little more specific
yeah, please,
terms.
Please do.
So
yeah.
for the airport, basically, they're looking at two projects. One is the snow removal equipment facility, and that's a facility they've been looking at for a number of years. They've actually got some infrastructure started for that, and what that will help them do is mm-hmm. extend the lifespan of their snow equipment, because right now it sits outside like a lot of our equipment does, and this isn't a good climate for equipment to sit outside.
No.
So they're asking for 3.1 for that, and then they also are looking at continuing their airport terminal remodel and working on that north terminal, so the smaller carrier piece. And that would be a piece that they're asking for 6.9, and that would just be a phase of that project. It definitely wouldn't do the whole thing, but it would get them working on that portion of the terminal. Bartlett Regional Hospital is interested in a child and adolescent mental health facility. They've done a lot of research showing that the need to keep kids in town where that support is would be really good. They'd be also able to reach out to the Southeast community and bring kids in from Southeast and be able to have them there. That request they're asking for right now is $5 million towards their overall project. I believe their overall project total is about $23 million. Eagle Crest has a couple different projects. They want a learning center because right now they're trying to push everybody into a very small space. Build something that actually can work on that, where they can expand their learn to ski programs, which then helps them create lifelong skiers. So it's part of their
sure.
mission and what they want to do. And then they also want to do some renovation on the lodge. It's an older facility and could use some definitely TLC. Docks and Harbors is looking at Aurora Harbor improvements, and that's a $7 million request, and they're looking at doing that in phases. It's a fairly large harbor to be able to do all at once, so they've got some money to start phase one. This would allow them to do phase two, and they still would need additional funding to do that third phase. And then they also have a request in for Auk Bay Stater Harbor haul out to do improvements in Stater Harbor to pull boats out. And I know myself, I had a time one time where I needed that lift really fast to get my boat out because it was taking on water. And so that's an important part of having a harbor, is to be able to get boats out quickly. And that's a piece that they want to look at doing. The library request is for Diamond Park Library, to actually build a library at Diamond Park, a standalone library. That project has $7 million already in the governor's budget for it.
Would that be in replace the Mendenhall Valley Library?
It would.
In the
Yep, it
mall
would be
there?
Designed
okay.
specifically for a library. It would include areas, expanded children's area, expanded teen area, and designed for a library. It also have an ability to close off sections, so you could use some portions of the library without having the other part of the library open. The location they're looking at right now is about where the shop is at Diamond Park, and so that also need to move the shop to a different location, shop and greenhouse. And that request is $4.7 million, and they've raised some of the rest of the funding through the Friends of the Library. Then there's a request for the Jack expansion, which you referred to earlier, basically to put two stages between Centennial Hall and the current Jack, as well as other space needs to meet the needs of those two theater spaces. They're downsized from what they originally looked at. They were originally looking at a single theater, and now after talking to people, they realize there's more of a need for two smaller theaters. And so that's the direction that they're looking at.
So this would be an expansion of the Juneau Arts and Culture Center.
Correct. And that request right now is $5 million. Parks and Rec has a variety of different projects that they would like to see funded. Deferred maintenance for all city buildings is under Parks and Recreation. So regardless if it's a Parks and Rec facility, it's still a portion of what they do under Parks and Rec. So that means taking care of the police station and the fire stations, and as well as all the other facilities. So
I'll ask a Jeff Brown type question.
Okay.
How about doors in the women's bathroom at Sandy Beach?
Yep, that fits under deferred building maintenance.
Okay.
So that
this
would be something.
This is worth the price of admission. I'm glad I filled in today. I've been wondering this for years.
Well, and part of that actually is a safety piece, too. You can close the door so you keep people can closed in there that you wouldn't necessarily want to have closed in park facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So That's part of the reason that took the doors off a lot of years ago. It actually doesn't seem like it's safer, but it is because you can see who's in there before you go in.
Okay.
So there's $5 million for deferred building maintenance. And then one that's had a lot of discussion recently is Centennial Hall improvements. Also with that are museum, Zach Gordon Youth Center, Augustus Brown improvements. And that total package is $4.4 million. And then there's area-wide parks and trail projects, which is $4.7 million. So Parks and Rec, because of the diversity it has a couple different project packages in there. Public Works has a capital transit maintenance shop renovation, and it's a $6.2 million project. The capital transit facility has not increased since they built it. We've doubled the number of buses, and we once again have no place to keep them out of the weather. And we want our equipment to last, and the best way to have it last is to have it covered. Doing improvements just in general in the heating system around their insulation system, and the outside of the building itself hasn't been taken care of since it was built, and I believe it was built in the 70s. So you can imagine a metal building probably at this point needs to have some major remodels done on it. And then the final project is the Walter Soloff Center, Sea Alaska. They've asked for $3 million to fund that facility that will go across the street from Sea Alaska. And
is that where the park is right now?
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
Yes.
Yeah, it's where they've created a park until they can build the building there. And then, as I said, we've got the rainy day reserve. There's also been some discussion, as you probably are aware, the Assembly's been looking at the possibility of whether or not to open up AJ Mine. Part of that was to do an AJ Water study. The water study talked about creating a filtration system for Salmon Creek, and so there's been some discussion about potentially putting some money aside to look at that filtration system just for the water system as a whole, regardless of if a mine goes forward or not, that it just gives us some redundancy on water. And safe water to be able to use, and more of it.
So the Finance Committee will consider all of these proposals.
They will.
At their June 28th meeting. Any idea how many they'll choose, or is it just up in the air at this point?
I don't know. I've heard some assembly members talk about making sure you take care of what we already have, putting money into maintaining what we have rather than building new, and then having a future maintenance problem down the road.
Then a longer list.
And a longer list, exactly. I don't know how they will decide how to move forward on it.
Okay, so if people want to take a look at all the items that are under consideration, can they go to the city website?
If they go to juno.org and then go to the Assembly Committees and go to the Finance Committee, if they pull up the packets for the last two Finance Committee meetings, it's got the detailed information and basically the PowerPoints for each one of these projects, so they can get a lot of good detailed information from there.
Okay, and then I imagine the deadline to lobby your Assembly person, if you wish to, would be the 28th.
The Finance Committee will be meeting at 5:30 on the 28th.
You might want to get in before
that. So if you want to get information and have your say, probably would be better to get it in before then.
So email or call them. And all their contact info is on the website as well.
All their contact information. There's one link that allows you to go to all the assembly members at once off the juno.org website.
All right, well, Kim Kiefer, thanks so much for coming in. That was quite a discussion. I think because part of being city manager is you memorize all the problems in the city. I guess that's your job.
It is.
But I know we did say we'd touch on construction projects. We don't really have much time, but just in a nutshell, are there any summer construction or roadwork projects that you want people to be aware of?
Hopefully, now that summer's upon us and people are beginning out, there's a couple park projects that, just to let people know, there's continuing to be work done at Melvin Park Playground. Diamond Park will have some pathway work done on it. And then Savico Park 3 and 4 will be resurfaced. So if you're going to go out and practice some soccer or baseball with your kids, you're probably going to have to stay clear of those fields. There's a variety of different street projects, Pioneer, Irwin, Main Street. So just be watching out. As everybody knows, our construction season's short. We need to cram a lot into between now and October.
Well, Kim Kiefer, City Manager, thanks so much for coming in on a Juno Afternoon today.
Thank you, Katie.